Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Since the Democrat judge in the Trump persecution in New York, Lee, we can't really call it a prosecution.
No.
It's not really what it is.
No.
Since the Democrat judge won't let Trump leave, which is, you know, of course, being done to help Joe Biden. None of this has anything to do with legal anything. Trump is stuck there in New York. He can't go to swing states. So he's trying to figure out, like, what do I do when it lets out for lunch to campaign? Because that's the whole purpose of this. It's one of the purposes anyway, is to keep him from hitting the campaign trail for 8 weeks, which is an eternity during a presidential election. So what did Trump do? It's actually kind of brilliant. He went to the bodega, you know, where the innocent, you know, clerk working behind the counter,
who was defending himself,
was stabbed by a Democrat voter.
Yep.
And the Democrat voter stabs him. He defends himself, ends up killing the guy, and he gets prosecuted.
Oh, yeah.
Because you do not stab a Democrat voter. You just lie there and die.
Well, that could be a persecution, too.
Well, it was a persecution. And remember, Alvin Bragg actually charged him, and he was thinking about fleeing to his native country where they have, it's really makes a lot more sense there. I think it was, I can't remember where he's from. It's like Guatemala or Colombia or something. But he was thinking about fleeing back there. And eventually we got him out of Rikers. Remember, because everybody was so upset about this. Like, how on earth do you get charged with murder for defending yourself?
Yeah.
Only in New York. I don't know.
I mean, this is on video.
Yeah, so there's no doubt about it. Well, that got too embarrassing for the Democrats. They had to dial it down. So Trump, I mean, he can't walk far because he's under the control of this corrupt Democrat judge who is himself a criminal. And so Trump has been like picking out sites like the bodega and standing in front of them and talking about Democrat policies and how the whole country is going to live in complete chaos and anarchy if the Democrats ever get any kind of real power at the national level. So that's what he's been reduced to do. It's not a bad campaign strategy.
It's brilliant, actually. It's absolutely brilliant. And you know what? If this were a Democrat doing this when they were being persecuted by Republicans, the media would be bragging about what a brilliant move this is. And this is absolutely brilliant to do this.
Yeah, it is. But again, a Democrat would never be persecuted by
Republicans. No, of course not. That would not happen.
No, that would not happen. It wouldn't be tolerated.
No.
I mean, if this was Democrats, I mean, are you kidding me? Things would be burning in whatever city. Literally, I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Things would be, blocks of businesses would be burning in whatever city we were trying them, even if it was legitimate. And the protests would go on day and night, and the jurors would have to hear the protest outside.
And most Republican prosecutors wouldn't do this because they actually try to uphold the rule of law.
Right, right. So, yeah, you wouldn't have that happen. So this is brilliant that Trump is doing this. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is walking. I can't believe he is on a tour to promote how great his economy is.
He's in his safe place, too. He's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
I realize that's a battleground state, but he claims, you know, Scranton to be his like hometown stuff. He's the homeboy there. So it's like, okay, so you're hanging out for 3 days and you're basically what you're claiming is your home state, even though Delaware is actually where you're from. But anyway.
And he's now saying he will lower inflation costs by getting corporate profits under control. So he's going to make American companies unprofitable. That's his economic plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know how illiterate that sounds? You're going to get inflation under control by making American companies unprofitable.
Right.
Weird, because under Trump, American companies were profitable and inflation was under control. So there must be something else going on there. It can't be the corporate profits. Because we somehow managed to have 1.4, 1.5% inflation under Trump. Now it's basically triple that. You could tell me corporations didn't make profits under Trump because they did. I fondly remember that stock market. Yeah. So I don't think that's what's going on here. Remember when Joe Biden said inflation was his top domestic policy? I mean, that was his big thing.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
Yeah, well, that's not going so well. And, you know, Fed Chairman Powell has been trying to cover that up for Joe Biden for a long time, but we finally reached the point where he can't lie about it anymore. And so he's having to admit, unfortunately, we are not winning the fight on inflation. And so that was kind of devastating yesterday for Powell to admit that. Not good for Joe Biden. And look, I've been seeing for, gosh, I don't know, over a year, look, these rates are not coming down if we keep spending. It's not, the inflation's not going away if we keep spending. And sure enough, inflation not going away. So I think that Powell has just been lying for a year so that, you know, people would get off Joe Biden's back. But the chickens have come home to roost. You can't lie about it anymore. Inflation is clearly here with us, and it's not going, I mean, it's not going anywhere. So it's just really it's frustrating. But, you know, what this shows you is that Joe Biden has no plan to do anything seriously about inflation.
No.
I mean, if his plan is I'm going to attack corporate profit, that is his plan. Well, that's not going to solve the problem, which means we're not getting any inflation relief of any kind. All we're getting is more lies and more dodges. And if you elect Joe Biden, we're going to have to live this way. This is how we're going to be broke. Anyway, here is Chairman Powell admitting, guess what? The inflation is we're going to have to live with it for a while longer.
A lack of further progress so far this year on returning to our 2% inflation goal.
Yeah, lack of progress. So that was Joe's main domestic priority. He didn't accomplish it. And Americans are living with the result of that. And we're going to continue living with the result of it.
For a long time.
And part of this is admitting why we have inflation. It's treated sort of like a UFO by the media, by the liberal media. Like, wow, where'd that come from? Did you see that? I don't know. I didn't see that either. Wow, why did it come? No, it's totally unexpected. What caused it? I don't know. Well, it's the spending. It's specifically deficit spending and printing of money. And when you have two political parties that will not admit that's what's causing it, it's not going to stop.
Well, when you have liberals who say that a tax cut cost money, no. A tax cut doesn't cost money. That's just money the government is not going to get because the American people who earn that money are going to keep that money. So it's not costing money. It's not costing. It is something that the American people are able to keep. And of course, whenever you cut taxes, what happens, Tara? Economic activity always increases, which means more tax revenue to the Department of Treasury. It happens every time it's tried.
Oh, yeah. Happened under Trump.
And Reagan and Kennedy.
Yep.
John F. Kennedy did that and cut taxes and increased the amount of money to the Treasury in the process.
Yep. So as Joe Biden, I just love that he's on the economic promotion tour as his Federal Reserve Secretary chairman is trying to, you know, finally has to admit, hey, we didn't win the fight on inflation. We're not going to cut rates this year, which means, I mean, we don't really have a real estate industry right now in terms of home sales. As so many people are trapped in their homes, they either want to upsize or downsize, but they can't because you know, inflation, number one, the cost, but the main thing is just the interest rates. So what does this mean? We're not going to have a real estate industry as long as the Democrats and Mike, you know, Johnson keep printing money. So unfortunately, what this means is we're stuck here. Nothing's changing right now. It's not going to get better. And that's basically what we learned yesterday. So coming up in the next segment, something really remarkable that I just blows me away this morning. It's I think it's the biggest story this morning, is I'm going to tell you what the International Monetary Fund just warned us, because they are a big liberal globalist institution. This ain't the Heritage Foundation. And they've got a chilling warning for the United States of America. You got to stop printing money. You have to. You can't keep doing it, or I'll tell you, coming up.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.